This is Your Legal Rights. I'm Chuck Finney. On this segment, we're going to be talking about family law. We're focusing first on working moms coping with work, children, and unfortunately facing marital problems. We will also talk about other family law issues, depending on those of you who are listening to us live being able to call in and ask some questions. My guests are family lawyers Fiona Berger, whose office is in Pleasant Hill, and Tammy Lynn Gallerani. I hope I got that right.
That's right.
Good, Tammy, whose office is in San Ramon. Both of them are specialists in family law certified by the California Board of Legal Specialization of the State Bar. My third guest is family law attorney Rachel Zeff Burley. Her office is in Pleasant Hill. Funding for Your Legal Rights is made possible by the California Board of Legal Specialization of the State Bar, which certifies 11 fields of law, not only family law, but appellate law, bankruptcy law, criminal law, estate planning, trust and probate law, franchise and distribution law, immigration and nationality law, taxation law, workers' compensation law, legal malpractice law, and admiralty and maritime law. Your Legal Rights is also funded by the Family Law Section of the State Bar and the Lawyer Referral Service of the Bar Association of San Francisco. I welcome you to the program. Very nice to have the three of you here. Fiona, let me pose this to you, frankly. You're the mother of a couple of young children, 1.5 and 2.5, respectively. You have recently started your own practice, although you are a certified specialist in family law. You've been a lawyer for several years. What is your biggest challenge, being the mother of two young children under three, competing with other professionals, and trying to have a life?
I think that my number one challenge really is having that self-love, forgiving myself for having a hectic day and not getting to everything that I wanted to get to. You know, it depends on the day, though. You know, some days it is. I'm focused on my practice. I'm building it on my clients, on helping solving their issues. Some days the children are acting up and I'm disciplining them. So I think I take it on a day-by-day approach. But also, you know, when I'm feeling overwhelmed, I use my resources. One of the greatest resources I have are other family law attorneys. You know, when I decided to start my own practice, I called Rachel a lot, and she was able to give me some advice. But I think that my number one challenge really is that self-love, you know, giving myself a break.
Let me also mention something to all of you listening to the program. Although my guests are lawyers, and they will talk about their respective experiences being lawyers, having children, maybe having marital problems, the fact of the matter is I've invited my guests to be on the program to talk about working moms, not just lawyers, but moms who are working in whatever field it may be with children and maybe being faced with marital problems. Rachel, turning to you, you have kids, children who are 11 and 15 years old, respectively.
Yes.
What kind of advice did you receive in terms of how you might be able to handle yourself as a lawyer, a mom, etc.?
Advice I received, I think the best advice I've received is to take things one day at a time, mm-hmm. and to remember that whatever you're facing, this too shall pass. It's been sort of one of my biggest mantras and things I've had to live by and remember, mm-hmm. because I have a teenager and those times certainly are challenging. And I've had to, I have to remember that the hard times are going to be over.
The hard times will be over.
Will be over.
At some point.
Right.
And you were in a situation where you did have, at some point in your married life, marital difficulties.
Yes.
You are divorced.
Yes. We split up about 4 years ago. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I've been a single mom for 4 years.
And I think, frankly, I wanted to do this program. Fiona recommended or contacted me and said she would like to do this. I think what is very valuable is that using your own experiences that you had both in handling your law practices, handling and dealing and taking care of your children, and then at this point, of course, Fiona, you're happily married.
Yes.
So we're not talking about
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Love you, Dave.
Good. Okay. We wanted to take care of that. But Tammy and Rachel, you have both gone through divorces, and I think what is important for people to hear is that here you are. You are the professionals who are helping whether it's a woman or a man in a divorce situation. You have gone through this, Tammy and Rachel, gone through this yourselves, and I think it's very important to communicate to people what you were confronted with that might help them in terms of thinking about how they may go through this type of situation. So let me throw something out to you. I know this is something, Rachel, that you, I think you recommended this, and correct me if I'm wrong. When you would come home with your kids, I think one advice that you have given to Fiona is spend a half hour when you get home really focusing on your children. Is that right?
Yes.
And why is that? What are you trying to communicate?
When my children were young, I found that we'd get home and everyone was very stressed out. And my daughter and not so much my son because he was a baby, but we'd spend a lot of time being upset. The household was upset.
Because you were stressed out.
I was stressed out. Dad was stressed out. Child was stressed out. And we weren't enjoying our time.
Yeah.
And her preschool teacher, who was very wise, suggested that what we do is we spend the first half an hour just reconnecting. Get on the floor, get at her level, and just...
How old was she at the time?
Three.
Roughly. 3 years old. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Spend the time just connecting with her at her level, just doing what she wants to do. Get down on the floor, you know, just play with her and just be with her so that her cup gets filled. You know, and she feels
not half full, but full. Huh?
Right. She feels loved, and she feels like she's had nothing but attention from mom and dad or dad. But usually mom, because they need that sort of mommy.
Well, sure.
Time.
They do. Tammy, how did you deal with your kids at the time when you were dealing with your practice and maybe if you don't mind, you were having difficulties with your former husband?
Well, mine, you know, I started my practice when my son was four, and I was also very involved with the Bar Association. I was trying to do it all. So I was very active with my sort of networking in terms of building my practice. I had my, you know, young child, and my husband at the time was actually kind of doing the duty of what the typical stay-at-home mom was doing. So, you know, that was creating this kind of balance that we were able to kind of achieve so that I could really put my career first. And there's so many things when I look back on would I do it differently? You know, I think that, you know, I had my kids 5.5 years apart, and I did that on purpose because I felt like I could only give attention as much as possible to the one.
Yes.
And then I timed, I'm such a planner. So I planned, you know, I couldn't wait to turn 30 because I felt like, oh, at least someone would take me seriously as a family law attorney. I'd have something behind me. And then, you know, when you buy a house and you have kids, and then you can relate to your clients even more. And now, having gone through a divorce, I really...
You can really relate to your clients. Yeah.
Relate to them.
Yeah.
But it was sort of, you know, on the other hand, I feel like with Fiona, you know, if I were to do it again, I think I'd have them closer in age because that really gives them the friendship, you know, by being close together.
Yes.
So I was definitely trying to plan it in a way that I could try to balance it between kids in the marriage. And then what I would do is I would always try to volunteer, like in the classroom, so that, you know, I'd take an hour and, you know, go to the school and spend, you know, whether it be the art class or whatever, so that you could get that connection, even though you were kind of like the odd man out, the woman in the suit that's like volunteering in the classroom.
Let me throw something at you, if I may. I know that you were the president of the Contra Costa Bar Association. At what point in your children's lives, their ages, were you the president of the Bar Association?
So that was, I believe, 2003.
So this is 12 years, or 11 right. years ago. Or so
that my son was 10 and my daughter was 5.
And how did you deal with that? Here you've got the practice, you've got the presidency of the Bar Association,
right.
you've got still young kids.
Right.
How'd you deal with that?
You know, again, I did at that time, I think that, you know, I couldn't have done it without my husband at that time. He was being very supportive as far as being at home. He did a lot of the kinds of things that, you know, like I said, the stay-at-home moms do. I am a A-type personality. I mean, Fiona mm-hmm. and I were talking about how we get up at 5 in the morning and go to the gym because that's our 1 hour of time that we have for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And just kind of, you know, you get into this sort of role that you're on, mm-hmm. which is kind of can be scary to other people. It's hard to sometimes be the person who you've got your list of everything you have to get done during the day. And at the end of the day, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I actually got all that stuff done. But then you have clients come in who they'll say to you, and you'll ask them what they did during the day, and they may not have had hardly as many responsibilities. And it's kind of, you have to sort of remember to step back and take people for who they are, because not everyone is as driven.
Let me then ask you this, and I'd like the both of you, you, Tammy, and Rachel, with the pressures that you had in practicing law, with the pressures that you had in trying to make yourself available for, at the time, young children, as I understand it, and yet all of a sudden things started getting very difficult with your husbands, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. which led to a divorce for both of you. What recommendations? I mean, unfortunately, the divorce rate in our country, certainly, let's just say California, is very high. Mm-hmm. It's at least 50%, isn't it?
Yes.
Something like that? Mm-hmm. So what recommendations would you have? I mean, I don't know. You know, some people say, well, go see a marriage counselor. Maybe that'll help you save the marriage. What comments would you have for, let's say, women? We're focusing on women in this program, whether they're lawyers, whether they're accountants, whether they're some kind of professional, whether they're, professional gardeners, whatever it may be. What recommendations would you have to them in terms of trying to make it all work? Or is it such that in the pressures of our day-to-day life today in our society, that it is inevitable, no matter what you do, that there's going to be a divorce?
Oh, please don't say that.
Well, no, I know. But I mean, let's face it, with a 50% divorce rate. Rachel, please.
I don't think it's inevitable.
Okay,
I think
good.
That you need to probably just stop trying to be supermom and trying to be superwoman and focus on your marriage and make it more of a priority. Because if that isn't there, it's not going to be there for the children,
mm-hmm.
right? That
mm-hmm.
breaks down,
well, yes.
and it's not there for the children, and
yes.
it ultimately hurts them. I mean, I know it's ultimately hurt mine.
Yes.
It hasn't been great for them.
Yeah.
And I recognize that, but all my clients. You know, my clients go through it. It's hard on families.
Well, I thank you for being so open about this, because this is very valuable.
Yeah,
I think
it's true. At the same time, you know, it is what it is.
Yes.
But I think that by trying to do everything, that we do ourselves a disservice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we focus more on our relationships and being open and trying to communicate more, stop trying to be supermom, we'd probably do ourselves a bigger favor.
Well, let me ask the three of this.
Wait a minute. But I have to disagree with you
okay.
on that one.
Okay.
Go ahead, Tammy, please.
Because I'm not sure it has anything to do with being supermom. I think it just has to do with the basic relationship of, you know, in the marriage. I mean, I think that in general, we live in a society where it's not, everything is constantly changing. And, you know, I always look at the, like, I love looking at the wedding announcements and the anniversaries, because you find, I think, typically that the people who have been married for more than 50 years.
50.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Are the people who, it seems like their lives have hardly changed. Like, uh-huh. typically, like, we're in Contra Costa, you know, Chevron is a big employer there.
Yes.
It seemed like so many of those people, like the husband worked for Chevron yeah. for like 40 years.
Yeah.
They obviously got the retirement that no longer exists. The wife mm. was a school teacher. They mm-hmm. lived in the same house.
Oh, that's
and
a good
we
point.
Don't live yeah. like that anymore.
Yeah,
I mean, we are constant. I mean, our kids are going to be, God knows what's going to be their lives mm. in the future because of the way the media and the social media, I mean, they're in a completely different world than mm. we were as kids.
Mm.
So I think that you shouldn't beat up on yourself for trying to be super mom, because your kids, I know my daughter who's 16, she will constantly say to me, Mom, you know, I admire you so much for what you have done. And because I have been more of the breadwinner, because I am the one that has been the provider, if I hadn't had that security for her, you know, I mean, she, I think that things would be a lot different.
Yes, yes. Let me ask the three of you this. But before I do that, let me, for those of you who may have tuned in a little bit late, this is Your Legal Rights. I'm Chuck Finney. We're doing family law on this segment of Your Legal Rights. We're focusing on working moms coping with work, coping with children, coping with marital problems. For those of you who are with us for the full hour, we will get into your calls and your questions. I also want to let you know that next week we will do Call a Lawyer Night, the last Wednesday of June. We will have our Call a Lawyer Night where you can talk with attorneys off the air at 1-800-525-9917 while I'm doing the regular program. So jot it down if you'd like. My guests are family law attorney Rachel Zeff Burley, Tammy Lynn Gallerani. Is it Annie or Gallerani? Did I get it right?
In Massachusetts, it would be Gallerani. And out here, it's Gallerani.
Gallerani. I'm so sorry. Okay. All right. For those of you in Massachusetts, go ahead with my previous pronunciation. And my third guest is Fiona Berger, who actually contacted me about doing this program. And for those of you who will be with us for the full hour, you will have a chance to call in and ask some questions. So let me ask this of you. Here we have three very experienced family lawyers. At least Tammy has admitted she's a type A person. I think there's type A with all three of you, if I may suggest this. I mean, I've been practicing law a long time, and I know I can tell someone is a type A person or not. Who of you have brought home work to do from work home? And has that been a problem? Now, this would not just be for lawyers, but it would be for anyone who may have some kind of a professional job, or maybe a business person who's operating a business, has stuff to do, accounting stuff when you come home or whatever. Who of the three of you are bringing home work?
Well, this is Fiona. I was telling Rachel and Tammy that a rule that I have is not to bring home work, but I think that that's because I have a nanny and she works with me 4 days a week, 10 hours a day. So I try to get everything that I have to get done within those 10 hours. I think that once my practice starts picking up a little more, I'm going to work around the children's schedule. Right now, my children aren't in school, so I don't have to deal with the pickups, drop-offs. But I think once they get into school, I will definitely, you know, take work home and work those off hours, because I want to be home caring for them. I don't want to have to rely on a nanny or alternate care. I want to be able to drop them off at school, pick them up, and if that means working after they go to bed, so be it.
So be it. No. Tammy, what do you say?
I bring home work probably at least 60% of the time.
You do now. Did you do it before your divorce?
Oh, yeah.
And do you feel that that contributed to the difficulties between you and your husband?
No.
No. Oh, it did not.
No.
Okay. All right.
No. No, because it's just sort of like, I mean, you could read in bed, you know.
Yeah, of course.
It's, you know, it's kind of just catching up on reading more than it is mm-hmm. on actually, I wouldn't be sitting at the computer per se. Mm-hmm. And it's just a comfort thing in some ways because I have it with me just in case I start kind of obsessing about it so that I can actually
instead
look
of obsessing,
at it.
Obsessing, you'll actually work on it, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
How about you, Rachel?
I have that aspect, but I also have the aspect that because I'm a single parent, I pick my kids up from school and I work from home in the afternoons, generally.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
So you're in the office during the morning.
Yes. I live and work and the kids' school are all within like a 1 mile radius.
Oh, nice.
Practically. Yeah,
oh,
it's
nice.
Very nice.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So I pick up my son and my daughter from school usually, yeah. Come home and yeah. Work from home. And
how
clients,
nice.
I tell all of them, you know, I'm in the afternoons, it's hard to reach me at the office, but I'll call you from home generally.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
so. Nice. And then in the summer, I've got childcare a few days a week, and then I work from home a few days a week. So I try to balance it that way.
So, Tammy, you don't see a problem with Rachel feeling that she was a super mom and that was a problem.
I just think she's feeling guilty. I think that we feel guilty about, trying that we're taking away somehow from our children by, you know, having flourishing careers. And I just think that they actually, Fiona had said something earlier tonight when we were talking about being moms and working, that, you know, she leads by example. And that, you know, I know that I have tended, I am guilty of overindulging my children because I felt guilty for, you know, working more, or maybe I felt like I was, felt that I was selfish for putting my career, you know, as a priority. But I think Fiona has it right in terms of having that self-love.
We just had that conversation today. Fiona and I talked about if I could go back on anything, it would be the fact that I have overindulged my children with things out of guilt.
When you say with things, you mean bought them
bought
stuff?
Them things.
I see.
Out
as
of
opposed
guilt.
To you being more there with them, you bought
right.
the stuff rather.
I'm there with them when I'm buying them things,
yeah,
right?
I see.
Because
yeah.
I love shopping, but you know, if I could do that sort of yeah. thing again, I'd say no more often.
Yeah. Yes.
And Fiona is working on that, and she's got them young enough where she can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, back to the sort of supermom thing, I should correct it. What I mean is that I would, if I were back to those days with the little kids, I think I would nurture my relationship with my husband more.
Okay, that's very...
Pay that, more attention to that.
I was interested in your saying that.
Yeah. Is what I mean.
Okay.
Because that's the foundation that's going to be there for the children, is
in
paying
that
more
this,
attention
in
to that.
In that this particular segment of your legal rights is funded by the California Board of Legal Specialization of the State Bar with 11 specialties. I want to let you know that if you're looking for a specialist in your area, anywhere in California, you can either call the 415 number for the Board of California, pardon me, for the California Board of Legal Specialization, 415-538-2100, 415-538-2100, and find out in your community who the certified specialists are in any one of the 11 areas. Or you can go to the State Bar's website, www.calbar.ca.gov, and then go to the left of the screen and you'll find Legal Specialists. Click that on and you'll be able to find out with respect to your county who the legal specialists are, depending on what area of the 11 specialties. Before we end the statewide version of the program, we've got about 2 minutes left. Here's a question I'd like to pose to you, or a comment that I want to pose to you, and get your comments. Maybe it wouldn't be necessary to be supermom if husbands stepped up to the plate and were involved in housekeeping and child rearing. Now, Tammy, your husband was there. He was the house husband. What comments, Rachel, would you make regarding that particular point that this particular listener brought up?
Oh, I think there's a lot of truth to that statement. I think that often a male perspective on that is a lot different than a female perspective. I think a lot of times men think they are stepping up and women don't.
Well, and
that's my experience with my clients.
Okay.
The men will say to me, I did this or I did that, and she didn't acknowledge it. Mm-hmm. And the women have a whole different perspective. It's like when walking into a room and someone seeing it as clean and someone else seeing
it's dirty,
seeing the dirt.
Isn't that interesting?
That's my experience with
cases. No, that's very important. And Fiona, please.
Well, and I think one thing is own your part in it. Own that you're enabling him to continue that behavior by overcompensating, by doing it all. And that's one thing I learned. Because I was doing it all, my husband thought, oh, what do I have to do? She's got it taken care of. I'm going to focus on work and I'll be with the kids. But when I backed up more, it benefited his relationship with the children. Mm-hmm. He's come to me and said, thank you for backing off so that I could develop a bond with our children.
Yeah.
And so that I could experience parenting, because by you doing it all, I wasn't really able to parent. And so I recognize and own my part in kind of that cycle that he had, where he would try to do more, but because I was doing it all, I wouldn't let him do it.
You just kind of pushed him out of the way.
You know, because I was just used to doing it all. And so I had to say, all right, in the morning, I will back off and you get the kids up. Mm-hmm. You get them going for their day so that you can connect with them. And it was hard for me. It was. And that's why, you know, part of it, I wake up at 5. I go to the gym to allow him to have that time so that I'm not overbearing everything.
Well, and I don't know about you two, but I know for me, as a woman and as a bit of a type A, I don't think I'm as type A as a lot of people, but I do have my way, and my way is usually the way I like it to be. And so when the husband would try to do things and it wasn't the way I liked it, you know, he would give up.
He would just give up.
Yes. I think that happens in a lot of marriages.
You think he should have been more aggressive and not given up?
No.
No. Okay. All right. We've come to the end of the half-hour statewide version of the program. It's about 7:28 at 91.7, your local public radio station, KALW in San Francisco. What I want to do is encourage you who are listening, wherever you may be in the state of California, because we're heard not only in the Bay Area, but on the Internet at www.kalw.org. I'd like to give you a chance to call in. What I have experienced in doing this program, this is the 31st year I've been doing this. In family law programs, I have experienced that some people are reluctant to call in because they don't want to have their spouse hear them. They don't want to have their voice recognized. So I would encourage you to call in. If you don't want to use your own first name, please use some other name. The number is 1-415-841-4134. 1-415-841-4134. And what I want to let you know is that in this remaining half hour of the program, whatever questions you have in family law, please join us with them. Whatever comments you may have with regard to family law, please join us for it. We started with coping, working moms coping with work, children, and marital problems. We can expand it as much as you like. My guests are Fiona Berger, whose office is in Pleasant Hill, Tammy Lynn Gallarani. I hope I did it right that time. I did. Oh, good. All right. Thank you. With her office in San Ramon, and Fiona and Tammy are both specialists in family law certified by the California Board of Legal Specialization of the State Bar. My third guest is family law attorney Rachel Zeff Burley. Her office is in Pleasant Hill. Support for you for KLW is provided by the Bar Association of San Francisco. If you have a legal problem, you may need to talk to a lawyer. The San Francisco Bar Association's Lawyer Referral Service can arrange an appointment for you to meet with an attorney experienced in the area of law related to your situation. For a referral to a lawyer, call 415-989-1616. That's 415-989-1616. If you're in San Mateo County, the San Mateo County Bar Association also has a lawyer referral service. You can call your own at 650-369-4149, 650-369-4149. If you're in any other county in California, every county has a bar association and a lawyer referral service. You can call your own during normal business hours. Tell them what the problem is. They'll do their best to find someone who's experienced and set you up for a half an hour consultation. Most counties, most bar associations, lawyer referral services throughout the state of California have a program where they'll set you up for a half an hour consultation. You will pay anywhere between $25 to $35. It's a very, very fine opportunity for you to get some basic information. All right, so I encourage you to call in again, the number 1415-841-4134. If you have had difficulties or are having difficulties in a family law situation, or you have observed persons who have had difficulties and you would like to ask a question, make a comment, please join us. That's what makes this program so valuable to all of us, actually. William, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Oh, wait a minute. You're not William. Oh, yeah. All right. Is this William?
Yes, it is.
Okay, go ahead, William.
I have a question for Rachel Beth Burley.
Okay.
Hi, William.
Go ahead.
Hi, Mom. This is your son.
What's your question, William?
Do you actually feel like you spend more time with your kids when you buy them stuff?
Oh, good. William, beautiful question. Beautiful question.
I enjoy spending time with my children when I buy them things and when I'm with them.
What do you think, William? What's your comment? How old are you, by the way?
I'm 11.
11. Okay. What's your comment in light of your mom's comment? Because this is very valuable. That did you tell your mom before she came on the program you'd be calling?
No.
Good for you. All right. So you obviously have a point to make. Your mom has responded to your question. What is your comment, William?
I just think that she said that she spends most time with us when she buys the stuff, but I disagree with that.
You do. And what further comment do you have? What would you like to see your mom do? Because I think this is very valuable for other moms to hear this.
Well, in my opinion, I think they should, go out to dinner with their kids, not buy them clothes or anything.
Okay. Spend more time instead of spending valuable time with them. Is that right?
Yes.
That's very valuable, William. I thank you very much for calling in. I think that's a very valuable comment that you have made that might be very valuable for a lot of people listening to this program.
Okay.
So continue to listen, will you? Thanks very much for calling.
Thanks, William. Yeah. Love you.
Take care.
Love you too, Mom.
Okay. Right. I'm glad to hear that. All right. For those of you who are bashful, now come on now. We don't want to wait until 5 minutes of eight. I'd like to encourage you, if you have a family law problem, if you're having a problem with your spouse, or if you are a child, and you are, as William called in, if you are having a difficulty because your parents are doing something that you feel they need to modify because you're uncomfortable, or if you're the mother or you're the father and you're having a difficulty with the spouse or the kids or whatever, I'd like you to call in, because that's how we really get some very valuable questions and responses for the whole audience. So the number is 1415-841-4134, 1415-841-4134. Just to let you know, Fiona has a 1.5 and 2.5-year-old, two children. Tammy has a 16-year-old. You also have an older child, don't
you? A 21-year-old.
And a 21-year-old. And Rachel has two kids. We just heard William, and then she has a daughter age 15. So I'd like to encourage all of you to, you know, let's hear what you have to say, and let's hear what my guests can respond to. Tammy and Rachel have gone through the whole thing. They may be experts, certified specialists. Rachel is not a certified specialist. She was about to take the test, and she got pneumonia and wasn't able to. But she's a very experienced family lawyer. They have both gone through the problems of being a working mom, dealing with their kids, and dealing with marital problems. And they have a lot to offer, not only the knowledge of the law, but their own personal experience. Fiona is a young woman with young kids. She's just started her own practice. She's been practicing law for a number of years. And so she's got something very valuable to tell you also. So, Martin, as soon as we have somebody, I'd like you to actually let us know who it is, because I want to get them on the air as quickly as possible. For those of you who are facing significant debts, whether you're a student who has a significant loan debt, you graduated from college, you graduated from law school, or maybe you've graduated from some other professional school and you've got a horrendous debt facing you, or if you are someone who has horrendous debts otherwise, next week our program will be on debtors' issues, student loan debt, and other debtor issues. My guest will be Leon Bayer, who's a specialist in bankruptcy law. He's certified by the California Board of Legal Specialization of the State Bar. So I hope you will join us for that. And we have now Steve. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hi there. What a great program. This very timely, especially for this time of year now that the kids are out of school and families are taking vacations and they're spending more time together. Quick question for both of your panelists.
We've got three. We've got three. Three panelists.
For all of them.
Okay.
Now, let's get down in the gutter sometimes.
Let's do it.
That's what it gets down to. What about when I've heard of some people that have had a premarital contract that they will have sex X amount of times and stuff like that. How are these actual contracts?
No.
And stuff, or is it just kind of like a fun type of thing?
This is Tammy. That type of a contract is against public policy and not enforceable. It's funny because I think in family law you hear so many different stories from different sort of places. It always kind of surprises me when people will say, well, I have a common law marriage. Well, maybe if you were living in England or in New England, but in California there's no such thing as a common law marriage.
Yeah, yeah.
And just like with what you're talking about with premarital agreements, all those can only do is define the contractual rights, such as the financial issues, and it cannot be based on something that, such as sex or, you're going to feed me breakfast in bed like five times a week.
Or you're going to take care of the kids five times a week.
I want to try to do the sandwiches and stuff like that, right? And so that these ones are not that's not a legally binding.
That's not enforceable.
It's unenforceable in court, but it certainly speaks to the relationship between the parties.
Yeah, I think it does too. Steve, we're going to move on. I got a lot of people.
Program. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank you
very much for calling. Cesar, welcome to Your Legal Rights.
Yes, hi. This is Cesar.
Hi,
thank
Cesar.
Thank you for taking my call. My situation with my wife is one where we obviously have our own, dynamics. But I think the dynamics between myself and my child and my wife is the one that I have a question about and want to understand the legal implications of that. So I used to work and worked for a long time as a corporate person, and I got laid off. Now I'm not bringing anything in. My wife works, and she's essentially the breadwinner.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going through a rough period. We are living separate now, but she's saying that once we divorce, because I'm not contributing anything to raising our child, a four-year-old, mm-hmm. my daughter, that I can't really have any rights in terms of, custody.
Yeah, okay. So, let me get some comments for you, Cesar.
You've got three heads shaking here.
Is that something that... really has any legal standing? Or
let me get some comments for you. If you would turn your radio back up, because I know my guests are very anxious to respond to this.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks so much for calling and giving us that. Who you want to start? Fiona, please.
Cesar, I want to say that's absolutely wrong. Child support and child custody are two separate issues. And the court does not make seeing your child contingent on you paying support.
Yeah.
That's absolutely not true. You know, the court for child custody looks at your child's best interest, your four-year-old's best interest. And most of the time, it's going to be spending time with both parents unless you can show some kind of health, education, safety issue. But I think that what she's telling you is absolutely wrong.
Mm-hmm. In fact,
yes, Rachel.
The law presumes that it's in the best interest of a child to have joint custody with both parents. That's mm-hmm. that's where you start. So don't let yourself get bullied.
let me ask you this. Here's the situation where Cesar has been laid off. He apparently is not working now. He cannot contribute financially to the family. He and his wife have split. She is working. The basic law with respect to my concern is that maybe he feels, because he is not working, that he cannot have an attorney to defend his position about the various issues in a family law dissolution situation. Rachel, what comments do you have for him? Does his wife have some responsibility to pay for him to have a lawyer or what?
First of all, if it depends.
Yeah.
Under the family code, there is a provision that allows the court to order her to pay him mm-hmm. attorney fees if the court determines she's able to afford them.
Economic ability.
Number one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Number two, there's a public agency, the Department of Child Support Services, and he can go to them and get help getting free help getting mm-hmm. Child support for time that he has the child in his custody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's perfectly available to him for free.
And that's a county. That's a county office throughout the state of California.
Correct. Each and every county. And also at his local county courthouse, there may be some free help available through the facilitator.
Yes. Family law facilitator.
Family law facilitator. And in each county, they can help him fill out forms and fill out paperwork. And each county has different programs that offer free legal services.
So those are things available to you, Cesar, and I hope that you will look into this, both the family law facilitator in your county and also the Department of Child Support Services for your county.
As well as the Bar Association that you suggested, the Loyal Referral Service.
Yeah, and also, Cesar, I don't know what county you're in, but you can go to contact the local Bar Association Loyal Referral Service and ask if you can have an initial consultation with a family law attorney. And, actually you'll pay for half an hour, $25 or $35. I think that's pretty standard through most of the lawyer referral services throughout the state of California. So I wish you good luck with that. All right. We have Linda on line four. Hi, Linda.
Hi. I have a question about visitation rights of aunts, because 4 years ago my sister and I had communication breakdown and a dispute completely unrelated to the children.
Mm-hmm.
And I've not been allowed to, prior to then I was picking them up from school, I was in their lives constantly.
You're talking about your nieces who are the children of your sister, right?
Yeah, nephews.
Nephews, excuse me.
And it's been 4 years since mm-hmm. I've seen them.
Okay.
And it's been a really devastating situation for me. I think I've seen them twice, maybe for an hour in the last 4 years.
Mm.
And now my sister has a little girl, mm-hmm. and I've not been able to be introduced to her. And mm-hmm. But I'm I would ask to see the kids and can I pick them up from school? And she said, as long as I'm not getting along with her, I can't permit it. And I eventually have stopped
asking.
Yeah.
Well, turn your radio back up, Linda, and I'll get some comments from my guests for you, okay?
Okay.
One of the things that I want you all to understand is that my guests cannot give specific legal advice. This is not permitted by the State Bar of California. It's an ethics situation. But when they are asked a question like this, and not knowing what all the facts are and why Linda's sister would be so difficult in terms of letting Linda see the sister's children, my guests can give a more general response. And probably what you need to do is, Linda, is try to take advantage of the lawyer referral service in your county and see a family law attorney. But what comments do you have for Linda? Tammy, please.
Linda, you know what? Sadly enough, that those visitation and custody rights don't extend to family members.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see a way for you to use the family court for that. I don't know if there's some sort of like mediation panel or something in your community where you could try to talk about the dispute or even going obviously to counseling with your sister to kind of try to figure out where she's coming from, because she's obviously using the children as somewhat of a pawn, which we see with spouses, but it occurs all throughout the family sometimes. Sorry about that.
I know in my office, if we got a complaint like this, I've been a member of the San Mateo County DA's office into now the beginning of my 30th year. But if we got a complaint like that in the Consumer Protection Unit, which is quite unusual because it's a family law type of thing, what I would do, and I'm not sure that I'm just unique in this, I know that the San Francisco District Attorney's Office has a very fine mediation program that they work with. I would, if for San Mateo County, I would contact both parties, the person who complained as well as the other party, and suggest that they go to mediation. We have used in San Mateo County the Peninsula Conflict Resolution organization, a nonprofit organization, and something like that may be of some help. It's probably one of the things that someone should try. So, Linda, I wish you the best. It's a very difficult thing, obviously. Any other comments for her? Okay. All right. We have Mary Ann. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question about my husband and I are likely going to separate. We have three small children. I have a question about how you go about even separating income when you're going through a separation. I don't know what's fair. I'm the breadwinner. He does work, but he works for a very small startup, so gets paid a small amount. He also doesn't have any health insurance, so I'm not in entirely sure how we would even go about separating.
Do you have, Marianne, do you have health insurance through your employment? Marianne?
I do, yes.
You do. But your husband is not covered by health insurance under your employer?
He's covered by my health insurance.
Ah, okay.
Under my employer. But, you know, if we separate and we start, I guess, separating costs for everything,
Maybe you're saying he'll end up with no health insurance. Let me get some basic comments for you, Marianne, if you'll turn your radio back up. Okay,
sure.
Who wants to start? Fiona, please.
When a client comes to me and says that I want to separate, I say, have a game plan. you know, if there's a house, do you want to live in the house? Do you want him to live in the house? If you don't want to live in the house, where are you going to go? And then one thing that happens is you file your petition for dissolution. And in the petition for dissolution are automatic temporary restraining orders that say that you cannot transfer, hide, encumber, remove people from health insurance policies. So towards your health insurance question, you would probably have to maintain him on your health insurance. But in support, it's in California, we have a guideline amount for child support, and we use a support calculation, and I use DISLMaster, a support software program. And in calculating support, whatever you pay for health insurance, whatever you pay for daycare, mandatory retirement, union dues, things like that are accounted for support purposes. So what I would do if I were you is get your pay stubs, get his pay stubs, and meet with a family law attorney who can give you actual support amounts mm-hmm. that the court would order that you pay or he pay, so that you kind of know, okay, when I leave, this is going to be my net disposable income. This is what I have to live off of. Can I make it? Does that mean that I'm going to get a one-bedroom apartment instead of a three-bedroom apartment? Because mm-hmm. all of these factor in to your game plan.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any other comments?
Yeah,
Rachel, please.
Having a consultation with a family law attorney is probably what your game plan is. You need to sit down and figure out, based on what your incomes are, what your life is going to look like for your first sort of separation period.
And I would just add that, you know, the date of separation in California is an extremely important event because it is, in fact, when your income becomes your separate property. And so it is very strategic in some ways. And it doesn't always mean the date that you physically separate. It is technically the date that you communicate to your spouse that the marriage is over and there is no possibility of you getting back together.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there are a lot of ramifications.
All right. Let's go on to Lisa. Welcome to Your Legal Rights.
Yes, thank you.
Sure.
I guess I have a lot of questions.
Well, let's start with one, Lisa, please.
Okay. With CPS, Child Protective Services, especially in California currently, what protection do parents have against false accusations and going through the whole course, you know, with having the children removed and going through the court that they have? You know, many people aren't aware of what they can actually do, how far it can go, and how narrow of an industry there is for legal services for these people who feel that they're victimized with false accusations.
Well, let's start. Rachel, we'll start. Stay on the line, Lisa, please.
Well, I want to say that it's its own specific area of law called juvenile dependency that CPS is involved with, and we're family law attorneys, and it's a whole practice in and of itself, and none of us practice in that area.
How would they go about? Hold on, Lisa, just a minute, if you would. How would she go about trying to get in touch with an attorney who practices in the area of juvenile dependency?
She would need to call, I suppose, her local bar association.
Yeah, okay.
If she called my office, I'd look up some attorneys in my county. I know some, but...
What county are you in, Lisa?
San Francisco.
Are you? Well, did you get the phone number for the lawyer referral service for the San Francisco bar? Did you get that number?
I have that number.
You do have it. I think that's the best way to at least you're getting started. The charge would be for half an hour consultation. I think it's $35. And you give them a call, and I know they try very hard to line people up with experienced people and see how that may help you.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other comments for Lisa on this?
Yes. Any news on reform?
Oh.
What kind of reform?
Reform against corruption.
That's an awful broad...
corruption, yes, it is. I know. It's uncertain.
to me, but I've been told that there's about 4 out of 5 cases that are just, that, you know, they say that they have no business really being involved in the case, but that, you know, many people seem to think, to agree that, you know, it's, you know, for done for, you know, placement of the child outside of the home, like for adoption and so forth.
So you're saying corruption is when one of the parents is saying really untruthful things about the other, which in effect would cause one of the parents not to be able to have any custody or any visitation rights with the child. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, everything except it being the other parent. And in many of the cases, it isn't even anyone that they know. It's just, you know, there's a new mandatory reporting.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, system, and it could be anyone. I mean, they can do it anonymously, and there's no, you know, requirements. I guess they're sort of immune also from testifying or from being even revealed. They can do it anonymously.
Lisa, so. I think, again, this is not something that my guests are really practice. Again,
okay.
I think as Rachel has suggested, it's probably wise for you to contact, at least start with the Lawyer Referral Service for the San Francisco Bar Association and see if you can get in touch and have at least an initial consultation with an attorney who handles juvenile dependency, and maybe you'll get some more information and get some idea of where you're going from there. So I'm sorry we can't give you an answer, but I wish you the best.
Thanks. It just seems to be not lucrative. I guess that's what I could say also for the clients in need of such.
When you say lucrative, you mean you don't have the money to be able to.
Like attorneys don't want to do this kind of practice.
Well, have you? Let me ask you this, Lisa. Have you tried calling the San Francisco Bar Association Lawyer Referral Service?
I have, but like myself, like many others, they're involved in welfare cases, so they're often single parents or they're poor, they're of little means. So they're sort of trapped in the system, and they really don't want to do the service because you're supposed to have a public defender or something, but
yeah.
Unless
yes.
You can afford to hire your own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the public defender's office often handles these cases because parents are entitled to appointment of counsel. So the state pays for it, and that's how it gets funded.
We have come to the end of the program. I want to thank you very much. And for those of you who wanted to talk to my guests, I'm sorry we couldn't get to you also. I want to thank the three of you very much for joining us. Fiona Berger, whose office is in Pleasant Hill, Tammy Lynn Gallerani, whose office is in San Ramon, and Rachel Zeff Burley, whose office is in Pleasant Hill. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
If you are looking for an attorney in any one of the 11 specialties, please go to the California Bar Association website, calbar.ca.gov, and go to the left of the screen for legal specialists to find out who the specialist may be in your area. Next week, we're going to be talking about debtors' issues. We're going to talk about student loan debt and other debtor issues. My guest will be Leon Baer, a specialist in bankruptcy law certified by the Board of Legal Specialization of the State Bar. It's also our Call a Lawyer night, and I ask you to join us if you have a question for any one of the many lawyers off the air. It's 1-800-525-9917. Your Legal Rights production staff members are program engineer Joanne Marr and production assistant Martin McLean. Funding for Your Legal Rights is made possible by the California Board of Legal Specialization of the State Bar, the Trust and Estate Section of the State Bar, the Labor and Employment Law Section of the State Bar, the Lawyer Referral Service of the Bar Association of San Francisco, the California Applicants Attorneys Association, and the San Mateo County Bar Association. Thank you very much for listening to Your Legal Rights. I'm Chuck Finney.